Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Celebrate the soon. Hallelujah. Tabi King Jesus Christ. Let us hear this once again. Celebrate Jesus.
let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate His love. Celebrate
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us continue in worship. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Bruaboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. To my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thy hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. In thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouths. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open scepter. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee, let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou wilt bless the righteous with favor. Thou wilt keep a shield. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. The line is gone out through all the earth, and the words to the end of the world. In them have he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is on the end of the heaven, and his circuits come to the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and a honeycomb. More by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Hallelujah. Yeah. Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servants also from presumption sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright. I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Father, we thank you. We come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O God, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus, our husbands and our wives. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, be merciful unto each and every one of us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, O God. O God, let the blood speak everyone under the sound of my voice in the blood of Jesus. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, our homes in the blood of Jesus, O God. O Father God, the blood of Jesus, our children's dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We cover our children, our grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus. We cover our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, in the blood of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, for the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood speak. Every member of our AM Tabernacle Ministries, O God, all the intercessors and their families, we cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood cover and speak for each and every one of us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone listening under the sound of my voice, we cover in the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. O God, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Our children, when they go to school, our grandchildren, when they go to school, the buses, the blood of Jesus, their classrooms, in the blood of Jesus, the children in our neighborhoods, we cover with the blood, of Jesus, O God. Let the blood speak. The children in our zip codes, the blood of Jesus cover them. The schools, O God, the blood of Jesus. The daycare centers, the blood of Jesus, O God. Send your holy angels, O God, to be with each and every one of us this morning. God, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your biddings. We pray this morning for fresh oil, a fresh anointing. Oh, God, not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let your living waters flow in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we need a refreshing, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So this morning, Lord, we put the armor on ourselves. Oh, God, everyone under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus, those that are here and those that will come later, oh, God, we put the armor on our children, on our spouses, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, our siblings, oh, God, the armor of God and the armor of light, oh, God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we put the armor on every intercessor, everyone connected, oh, in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Now we're going to go into another part of the prayer service this morning. Hallelujah. Let us pray. As God, of teachers, legislator, and law enforcement agent, we come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, who we are and who we serve, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We thank and enforce God's original plans and purposes over against the plans and purposes of Satan. We declare that in this battle, no intrinsic, eternal, extrinsic, external weapon, be it emotional, financial, social, psychological, interpersonal, spiritual, organizational form against us shall prosper. We place upon ourselves the armor of light and the armor of the Lord, truth to cover our loins, the breastplate of righteousness to cover our heart and chest cavity, the gospel of peace to cover our feet, the shield of faith to defensively and offensively cover our bodies, the helmet of salvation to cover our heads, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, a robe of righteousness. The glory of God is our reward. We declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. We pull down strongholds, cast out vain imaginations, and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Our thoughts are not subject to the lordship of Christ. We speak that God's anointing destroy every yoke in our lives, and that our soul, spirit, and body now function in order according to divine systems of protocol. We decree and declare that we are healed and spirit-filled. Sickness and diseases are far from us. We establish divine parameters, boundaries, and borders, and legislate and establish the laws of the kingdom of heaven govern all activities within. We overrule, disallow, veto every diabolical sanctions, subverting activities, injunction, directive, mandate, or order, which opposes the will of the Lord concerning our life, ministry, and family. We nullify diabolical decisions and rulings concerning our ministry, our lives, the life of family members, friends, and associates. We take control over the airways, galaxies, systems, spheres, stratospheres, hemispheres, atmospheres, realm, regions, and domains. We dispossess master spirits and employ Michael, archangels, and angelic hosts to handle any satanic attention, dispute, striving, and resistance concerning this injunction. We declare successful divine and angelic undertakings, undergirdings, reinforcements, and assistance. According to your word, in Psalm 103, angels now excel in strength to marshal and protect our personage, property, and possessions. Jehovah Gabbah, contend with those who contend with us. Fight against those that fight against us. Take hold of shield and buckler, stand up for our help. Draw on also the spear and javelin. Close up the ways of those who pursue and persecute us. Clothe yourself in your garments of war. Muster your devices. Gather your weaponry and ammunition from your divine arsenal. Make bright your arrows, gather your shields, and let vengeance be your ultimate goal. As you overthrow the chariot horses and riders, let them strike the hearts of our enemies and cause their hearts to fail in the name of Jesus. We declare that by you we run through troops and leap over walls. You are our God, the God who guards us with strength and make our way perfect. It is you who make our feet like hinds feet, giving us stability so that we are able to stand firmly and progress on the dangerous heights of testing and trouble. You set us securely upon high places. You teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, granting us supernatural strength and abilities so that our arms break a ball of steel. You are our rock, our shield, and our strong tower. You have equipped us with the shield of your salvation, and your right hand establishes us as victors in this battle. Beat down the enemy. Give us his neck. Cause us to pursue and overtake them until they are wounded and consumed, falling at our feet, never to arise again. Establish our name in the heavens. Let them that hear of us submit and obey us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you this morning. Every day is a day to praise you. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day to rejoice in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. See what the Lord has done for us, O Lord. We bless your name. We praise you. We worship you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us worship.
Blood drawn from evil.
Welcome once again to those of you that's just joining us. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us go back to Psalm 20, the 23rd Psalm. We started that, and we're going to look at it again. Yeah, I know it's taking time, but these scriptures, you can take one verse, and it can take you for more than years. Hallelujah. But we bless God. His word is eternal. Father, as I bring this word forth in the name of Jesus, let it not be me, Lord. You working in me, oh God. You speaking through me. There's no more me but you, Christ. I surrender completely and totally to you, Spirit of Jesus Christ. Have your way in this service. Let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the word touching our souls, for giving us revelation and understanding and application, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, take preeminence. We surrender totally to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down. He compels me. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Then he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Hallelujah. The still waters. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at waters. Still waters restores my soul as the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us. The word of God is like water. The word of God is like water. Ephesians 5:26 says, that ye might sanctify, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word. Believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. John 4:14, and whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. John 3:5, Jesus answered. Please write these scriptures down. Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. John 3:5, and I'm reading from the ESV version. John 15:3, already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. John 7:38-39, please write the scriptures down. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Not this he said upon the Spirit whom those who believed in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Revelation 22:17. You have, please write the scripture so you can take time and read it yourself. And the bride says, come. And let the one who says, come, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires the water of life without price. Hallelujah. The anointing. Isaiah 12:3. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Revelation 22:1. And the angel showed me the river of water of life, bright as crystal, flowing, hallelujah, from the throne of God and the and of the Lamb. Isaiah 55:1. Come, everyone who thirsts. Come to the waters. And he who has no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and drink milk without money, without price. And I could go on and on and on. The word of God is like water. It cleanses us. Hallelujah. He leads us beside the still water. Hallelujah. And then you think about it, and every day God leads us to the still waters, to the word. Hallelujah. The word is water. It cleanses us. It purifies us. Hallelujah. It washes us. The washing of the word. And you know something about water? When you're looking into water, is you see a reflection. Water can be used as a mirror of who you really, not who people, who you really are, not who you think you are, but who you are. The water will let you see yourself. The Bible let you see. Sometimes people walk around and we think we're so okay, but we're not okay. Self-righteousness. Clear who we are. He knows about everything, every thought we have. And I don't know about you, but when you look at yourself in the mirror, you don't like, you see yourself, and there are so many things in our lives. Lord, uproot this. Cleanse us. Lord, have mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Maybe there's a thought you thought about somebody or even yourself. It's not right for even you to think negative about yourself. So negative about yourself. You are made in the image and the likeness, Almighty God. All his attributes are right there within you. Hallelujah. So the Lord will come and the word of God will encourage you. The word of God will motivate you. The word of God will cleanse you. The word of God will purify you. When you drink that water, like Jesus said, you will never thirst anymore. Hallelujah. In Genesis 1:2, the earth was without form, void. God was moving over the face of the water. Hallelujah. And then what God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. The living water, the word of God, the word of God, the spirit of God. I told you yesterday, you cannot, there's no way you can read the Bible without his spirit. Hallelujah. The word of God, the spirit of water. So he leads you beside the still waters. The water, you will get drowned in the water, the word of God. Yes, he will chastise you, he will rebuke you, but the purpose is to bring you back into him, reconciliation, back to the Father. Hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So, and then the water You will never thirst. Where does that water flow from the throne of God, from the Lamb of God? Hallelujah. Crystal clear. A pastor was preaching on the water, Pastor Rakeup, many, many years when he came to preach for us on the in Silver Spring when we had a program, and he was talking about the water, the river of life. He was talking about the river of life, that living water. And I remember quoting of it. I think I'll find, look for it and play it this morning. But what it was that 2 days later, I had this dream, and I was in this water. And this water was so clear, and I was floating, and it was clear. I could see the fishes. I could see everything. But I'm telling you, there was such a peace. There was such a peace, and it was when I say still water, the current was not rushing, but it was so peaceful. And you could look to the bottom of the water. Yes, it was deep, but you were not afraid. Hallelujah. And I believe it's the living water that I dreamt about. Because he preached 3 days or 3 sermons on it. God, let me understand what it meant. We drink from it every morning when we come here on the prayer line and we say the different scriptures. That's the water. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. It's not with the word of God, the spirit of God. Hallelujah. So every morning, so what happens? Then you go to verse. Hallelujah. We go to verse. The same verse 2, he restores my soul. So when you receive the word of revelation, the word, the water is food for your soul. What happens? Your soul gets restored. So when that's why it's good to pray every day, every morning. We come here, we pray, we get our soul is so revived, and you get encouraged. Hallelujah. You can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because the word, just because you have heard the word, you have received the word. Hallelujah. In your spirit, you have believed and received the word. God will not give you something to hurt you. He will give you something, hallelujah, the word. Take you from glory to glory, from strength to strength. The word heals. You get scriptures for healing. You get any kind of problem you have. It's in the word of God. Apostle, I don't know. The Holy Spirit will lead you to these words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word, the word, the word. In the beginning was the word that is the water. He who thirsted, let him drink from that water. Hallelujah. The wells of salvation. Hallelujah. So this morning, we're going to pray. And I want you to, we're going to pray these 3 scriptures. And I want you to pray by wherever you are. And that's how we end. Pray, the Lord is my shepherd. And then you, as you pray in scripture, I shall not want. Begin to pray. Lord, you are my shepherd. I will lack nothing. Lord, thank you for being my shepherd. Thank you for protecting me. You know, thank you, Lord, for protecting my children. You are my children's shepherd. Thank you for protecting them. Thank you, Lord, you are my grandchildren's shepherd. Thank you for protecting them. You are my spouse shepherd. Lord, you are my shepherd. Pray wherever you are, I shall not want. Lord, I have no need because you provide for me exceedingly abundantly above all that I can think or ask of. Lord, you are my shepherd. I lack nothing. You are Jehovah Jireh. You said on this mountain will be provided. Oh, Father God, thank you for providing all my needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as you provide food and clothing and shelter for me. Thank you for providing job for me. Thank you, Lord, you are my shepherd. Thank you, Lord, that you heal me. You deliver me. I have no want. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, you are my shepherd. Thank you for protecting me from the hands of the enemy. Thank you, the shepherd protects the sheep. Thank you, Lord, for winning every battle. Thank you, Lord, just like David took the sheep out of the mouth of the bear, taking me out of the mouth of the bear. Help me, thank you for protecting me from death. Thank you for protecting me from accident, incident. You see, when David almost took, the lamb was almost about to be eaten. I don't know if you all can understand. The lamb was in the mouth. David of the bear. David rescued. He went there. Hallelujah, that took that lamb, the mouth of the bear. Hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So what do you think? God rescues us. Do you know many times we are in the mouth of these bears and evil forces about all of us? You know, Satan comes like a roaring lion. I just hear the Lord say, they don't even realize. It's the 1 Samuel 17, 34 to 37. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of a flock. They took the lamb out of the flock. Do you know that the enemy will come within the flock and single us out? Took the lamb out of the flock and went out after him. Oh, you went out. I want you to visualize it. You in the flock, they took the lamb out of the flock, went out after him, smote him. David went out after him, smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. Let me ask you something. Do you realize that God, as Jesus, the good shepherd, has taken many, I don't know about you, but I know he has taken me out of the mouth of the lion and bear. David sat, he watched, he ran after him. Israel, not a slumber. That's why God tells us, we got to praise God. You don't even know. I didn't even know. You don't even know. If God show us how many times he has taken us out of the mouth of bears and lions. If you're in the mouth of a bear and lion, you know they're ready to kill you and eat you, but God delivered. David said, I smote him and deliver him out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard, smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. Hallelujah. He delivered us and he destroyed the enemy. That's why he is. He is a shepherd. The Lord is a shepherd. And I want you to say, Lord, I thank you for taking me out of the mouth of the lion and the bear. I thank you for taking my children out of the mouth of the lion and bear. Thank you for taking my grandchildren out of the mouth of the lion and bear. Thank you for taking my spouse out of the mouth of the lion and bear. Thank you for destroying the enemy in the name of Jesus. Thank you, me and my family. Thank you, Lord, for watching over everyone under the sound of my voice and their families. Thank you for keeping evil away from us. The Lord is my shepherd. Thank you for provision. Thank you, Lord, for leading me beside the still waters. Thank you, Lord, for making me lie in green pastures. Thank you, Lord, that right now you make me lie in green pastures. You make my spouse lie in green pastures. You make my children and grandchildren lie in green pastures. Thank you for the water. The word of God. Thank you for each and every one this morning. Thank you, Lord. We don't say thank you enough. We never realize that the shepherd deliver us all the time. You keep us delivering us and protecting us. We say thank you. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed weekend. Be safe. Keep praying and keep praising. In Jesus' name, amen.